Psachos Yom HaShabbos Lekad Show. The Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, as we all know, that this is the source for the mitzvah of making Kiddush. Meaning Psachos Yom HaShabbos Lekad Show, on Shabbos, the mitzvah is to remember Shabbos, to be Mekadosh Shabbos. However, the mitzvah has another component as well. The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Beitza says that Shammai, whenever he would find a Behema Na'ah, at whatever point in the week would say, Zu Lechvod Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to say that Hillel Mida Acheres Hoisavo, that Hillel would eat it when he found it, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But it emerges that both according to the Ramban's understanding of the Gemara, as well as Rashi, that the Yesod of Shammai, that Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is noheg not only on Shabbos, but all week long. That's what the Ramban explains in Aseres HaDibros, that the source for Shammai's behavior of Behema Zu L'Chvod Shabbos is that Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho means all week also, not only on Shabbos, but on Yom Rishon through Yom Shishi as well. The Ramban says that Hillel doesn't disagree with that. Hillel simply thinks that that application of Shammai is incorrect. He disagrees with Shammai's application. Hillel, for instance, would agree, the Ramban says, the famous comment of the Ramban, that the reason there are no names for the days of the week is because we're Mekayim Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho by referring to Yom Aleph B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, by showing that we're oriented towards Shabbos. Hillel, because of Kol Ma'asav L'Shem Shemayim, was Ochel for L'Shem Shemayim B'chol Drachecho Da'ehu all week, so he disagreed with that application. But he agrees with the Yesod of being oriented towards Shabbos. Rashi, in his Perush Al HaTorah, quotes Shammai. Apparently he thinks there isn't a real machlokes between Shammai and Hillel. It's a question of different midos. So L'chol HaDayis, then, the mitzvah of Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is not only on Shabbos through Kiddush, but all week long being oriented towards Shabbos, focusing on Shabbos. Practical application, according to the Ramban, that we don't have names, but when we date a letter, so it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah essay d'oraita, according to the Ramban, to write Yom Aleph l'Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Beis l'Shabbos Kodesh. According to Shammai, which Rashi says is la halacha, because what Hillel did was only for someone in Hillel's Madrega. It wasn't that Hillel denied what Shammai said. It's only for someone in Hillel's Madrega, which we're not. So then, and the Mishnah Berurah and the other poskim quote this, that one should be mindful of Shabbos all week long in terms of setting aside things lechvot Shabbos. What's the shot, or what's the message of this mitzvah al derech hagadah, that all week long one is supposed to be oriented towards Shabbos? The first thing that comes to mind, Shabbos, we say it in Lechadodi, is a mekor habracha. What does that mean? It means that everything which a person is able to accomplish during the Sheshes Yimei Amasa, all of that is in the Schus of Shabbos. That the Malbim is Marich on this point in Parshas Bereishis, he says that's what Chazal mean when they comment on Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi Vayikadesh Oso Bercho B'mon Kidsho B'mon. So what do you mean Bercho B'mon Kidsho B'mon? So Shabbos is the one day that there was no mon, right? That the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. The Elamai, it is in the schus of Shabbos that the mon fell all week. In the schus of Shabbos that the mon fell all week. In abstaining from melacha on Shabbos, recognizing that we are entirely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's that which makes possible everything which we can attain during the Sheshes Yemei Matzah. And in that sense, a person always has to be oriented towards Shabbos, because during the Sheshes Yemei Matzah, when a person, as we're supposed to, a person is Yetze Odom Lefalo V'Lavodasa Adeorev, as we're supposed to, but a person has to do that with that orientation towards Shabbos, knowing that ultimately it's in the schus of Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos, again, which is in Meyed on Masah Beishis, that we're totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only in that zechus that we can accomplish or attain anything during the Sheshes Yemei Matzah. Berucho b'mon, kidsho b'mon. But it means something else as well. Perhaps this reason, I don't know, maybe we should have looked backwards towards the previous Shabbos. I'm not sure if this reason really captures what the mitzvah suggests. We know, again, if from nowhere else, from the Zmiras, that Shabbos is a me'ein olam haba. That Shabbos represents olam haba. The Ramban, in his Perush al HaTorah, explains how each of the 6 days of creation hint at each of one of the 6 millennia that the world will exist, and that the day of Shabbos in Bereishis, in creation, hints at Olam Haba. Yom Shekulo Shabbos U'Menucha L'Chaye Olamim. So Shabbos represents Olam Haba. So Al Derech HaGodah, when the Torah says Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that on Sunday through Friday, on Yom Aleph through Yom Vav, one should always be oriented towards Shabbos. What it means is that throughout a person's life, in Olam Hazah, a person always has to be oriented towards Olam Haba. That's what it means. The same way, on Yom Aleph, a person never loses sight of Shabbos. What Shabbos? The Me'ein Olam Haba, the symbol. Not only the symbol, but the Me'ein. The Me'ein. Some infinitesimal reflection of Olam Haba, the same way a person on Sunday through Friday is supposed to be oriented towards Shabbos. So what that represents is that throughout a person's lifetime, one is supposed to be oriented towards Olam Haba. Or in other words, what the Mishnah says in Avos, that HaOlam Hazeh Doma LeProzdor Bifnei HaOlam Haba, that Hachein Atzmucha, Haskein Atzmucha B'Prozdor Kidei SheTikhanes LeTraklin. Now this is something which requires, as the mitzvah suggests, Zochor, meaning to be mindful, right? Zochor, to be mindful, constantly mindful, not a one-time act. That's what Rashi explains the semantics of the word, right? Zachor would be remember. Zachor means to be mindful, to constantly be mindful. It means that this needs to be reinforced. It's something which is a mitzvah to me, this, that we always have to be mindful that our orientation has to be towards Olam Haba. What does that mean practically? What that means practically is that at every stage in life, we're always confronted with decisions. We always come to crossroads, and we have to make decisions. And those decisions have to be made, again, in light of this mitzvah of Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. When one thinks about what profession to enter, so if one has the abilities and temperament for chinuch, for habotas Torah, but one struggles, one weighs financially, it's not a very attractive life. It has its difficulties. So one has to make the decision with Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho in mind. And even if, and there's nothing wrong if this is the case, even if one looks in the mirror and honestly says, no, I don't think the Ribon Shel Olam intended that I should be involved professionally as a matter of vocation in Habotzas Torah. I don't think that that's what the Ribon Shel Olam had in mind for me as a vocation. So even then, when a person has to choose an umnus to make his shtavlus for Parnasa, again, a person, there are many, many advantages, disadvantages, pros and cons in different professions, and ultimately, a person has to see which profession is most conducive to his going about what his real tafkid in life is. One's real tafkid in life, whether one is involved with Torah and mitzvahs as a matter of vocation or avocation, so one's real tafkid in life is obviously haskein atzmacha b'pozdo k'deisha tikanes l'traklin. So which job threatens to consume me? Which law firm perhaps pays first-year lawyers six figures, but what time do they get home at night? Do they get home at night in time to have to be able to learn, to be able to eat them with some energy and with some strength? Or do they pay six figures and then fill your time all just with work? And it's not easy, zocho, to be mindful, not just to remember once, but to be constantly mindful and vigil is not easy. It's not easy because we're constantly in an environment which is oriented towards Olam Hazeh. When you hear advertisements about planning for the future, so planning for the future means how you invest your money. It means how you invest your money to look towards the retirement age. But everything in the society in which we live, so we're bombarded that Olam Hazeh, this is what one lives for. And in planning, it's to get the most out of Olam Hazeh. And it's very hard. Don't underestimate the nisayon of working side by side with people, be it in an accounting firm, be it in a law firm, be it in finance, who live by that credo. Don't underestimate the potential influence that it can have. And Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the Torah says that there are very few mitzvahs where the Torah insists you have to be mindful of something all the time. It's very, very easy to be lulled into, I have to work harder, so that way I can buy a bigger house, I'll be able to afford the mortgage on a bigger house. And it's very easy to let this mindfulness wane and slip. And that's what the Torah says, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that remember, a person is supposed to be oriented towards Shabbos. On Sunday, we look to Shabbos. It means that throughout Olam Hazeh, every time a person has to make a decision, so he has to make it with that standard in mind. Now, of course, part of what the Ribono Shel Olam wants is we have to make his Shabbos for Parnassah. It doesn't mean that we don't make his Shabbos for Parnassah, but those things can't lose their correct proportion. They can't assume disproportionate importance, and that's what the Torah gives us, this mitzvah tzmidis of Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to constantly reinforce that mindfulness of Haskein Atzmacha, to remember L'man Notzarnu.